Keelan stared at the letter in shock, in recognition. She tucked her strawberry blonde hair behind her ear. Her socialite mother carefully tinted the red from her hair, sniffing, "It's too Irish." But Keelan secretly loved her hair color and always refused to have it dyed when her mother's second favorite stylist discreetly suggested the change each month. "It is time." The words bored into her brain. Had she known this was coming? She held the letter up to her face. It smelled faintly of lavender and something deeper, smoky almost. Visions of a moonlit cove, a boat, and the promise of lust and love flashed through her mind. "It is time." Holding the book up, Keelan marveled at the beauty of the detailing. She closed her eyes and inhaled the scent of the worn leather. The book seemed to warm to her touch, and a feeling of love spread through her arms and curled its way through her core. She caught a glimpse of an old woman gathering herbs on a sloping hill near the water. Her sudden insight confirmed her suspicion. This was her maternal grandmother's book. Her grandmother lived in the hills of Ireland, just north of a small fishing village on the southernmost peninsula of Ireland. Reported to be crazy and aloof, Keelan had had little contact with her. Keelan's mother had insisted on moving to the States before Keelan was born, and was proud to raise her daughter on Boston's reputable Beacon Hill. They had never returned to Ireland. She had often wondered why her mother had refused to discuss her upbringing with Keelan. At the time, she had put it down to her mom's obsession with pedigree and socialite parties. There wasn't much place for a poor Irish upbringing amongst the wealth of her mother's friends. Now Keelan wondered what vital details she may have missed about her mother's life before Boston. The book seemed to call to her. Keelan traced her fingers over the soft leather. She picked it up and the image of blue eyes popped into her head again. This time a small thrill of heat curled through her. "Whoa! This is a little ridiculous!" Keelan laughed and got up. She needed to pace. Two thoughts raced through her mind. The first was that her grandmother was dead. The second was that this was a book of power. Keelan needed answers, and there was only one blonde socialite that had them. Pulling on knee-high brown boots over leggings that hugged generous hips, Keelan threw on a long Fair Isle cardigan and picked up the book. She dug in her closet for a wool scarf and gently wrapped the book before tucking it in her leather satchel. It was time to hunt down her mother. Then, she would deal with the implications of this gift.